Hi guys, I'm back again on Other Matters with Steph, and this is your amicable Stephanie. Sorry, like, my voice is really low. I'm really having a tough time, but I want to talk to you guys. Like, now this is personal, me bringing my experiences. So I've been confused lately, like extra confused. I told you guys before that I'm in this pageantry, and it seems like this pageantry is all about money. Okay, firstly, yes, we are getting the grand prize, we are winning it, but whatever you bring to the table, is what you're going to win back. So let me explain. We started with the online voting on Facebook. That has been going pretty well, pretty smooth. Then they gave us a manual form. Not like a form, but like a voting. Like a voting form with 60 spaces on it. And they're like, a vote is 100 naira. So we have about, that's a 6,000 naira to complete it. If you complete one form, you ask for another. If you complete another, you ask for another. If you complete another, you ask for another. Like that. So, pretty much, I've completed two forms. Two. And it's not enough. It's not enough. So basically, I'm angry that, okay, I have to ask people for money to fill in these forms. So yeah. And I'm still going to ask people for money to buy tickets again. And ticket is regular 1,000 naira, VIP 3,000, table 30k. And I think they're going to give us about 5-6 tables to sell. Like, where do I want to see 5-6 people that are willing to just give out 30k like that? Like, as if they don't have what they're using money. Yes, to support me, but come on, they could have only put 15k, 20, something that somebody can easily bring out without thinking much about it. 30k for a table. So it's just like you're winning your money back, the money people gave you, and the grand prize is just 100,000, which I've been hearing rumors that they might likely not even give you the whole amount. But I've started it, right? I'm not one to backing out. I'm not going to back out. I've started it and I'll finish it. So yes, there is that about the competition. I've still not gotten where to rent my dress. I've still not gotten my shoes. I'm still in a very confused state in that. And then personally, I've been trying to like grow my social media. And I feel like I'm not doing enough. I know it's like something I started it late last year. I started it last year. But I've been more consistent this past few weeks. And the more I'm more consistent, the more I feel like I'm not doing enough. Like, and I have this whole pageantry thing in my head. And I still have school. I still have classes to go for. I still have assignments, loads and loads of assignments that I've not even done, and we have rehearsals to go for this comp. Like, I just feel like tearing myself into five, which is not possible. Like, when I think of this pageantry thing, I'm just annoyed. And do you know the funny thing? So here's what I heard last year: the people that competed in the same pageantry, the winner of the pageantry dropped a whole lot more of the money, and she was not worth the crown. Like, her talents were not up to what other people did. Her gowns, her runway, everything was not up to what other people did. But the fact that she dropped the highest amount of money. So this is not about pageantry again. This is about who is dropping the, like, sorry for the background noises. They're literally using us to, like, extort money. I don't know if it's just me or there are other contestants that are feeling like this, but this is how I'm feeling right now. Like, okay, do they know that some people are not capable of bringing those amount of money, and they need the grand, they are worth it. They need their grand prize as the money. But now it's people that are not capable that has been winning it. I don't know why I didn't, like, check all these background things before I just put my head cord and backing out to be like, I'm a coward, that kind of thing. Ah, God, I honestly, I need somebody that, I don't know, I'm just in a very confused state, like, very confused. Funny enough, I have people at my back, like, that are willing to go lengths for me. But the fact that, okay, after asking them for this manual voting form, some gave me 5, some gave me 10. Do you get? After asking for that, I'm still going to come back and ask for, because literally, who do I want to be going around the school begging for or asking for 30k? For a table, and so, like, they're taking the competition outside the school. It is inside the school. Inside the school. I just hope it's all worth it at the end. Because at first, I wasn't, like, going for the grand prize, because I'm in this kind of shell. I'm trying to, like, leave my shell and do. Maybe I'll just. If not for this money thing, I'll just continue. I'll continue to see the outcome at the end. And if it is this exact same thing that is going to happen, that happened last year. Because when I talked to, like, an organizer, and it was like, no, it's not going to happen. It's not going to happen that you should trust them. And you have literally telling us the highest, somebody that brings 10k and somebody that brings 12k, we don't expect the person that brings 10k to win. Ha! God, I mean, if it happens this year again, I'll make another podcast about it, and I'll literally share it around the whole of Unibank. Yes, I will share it from the whole of Unibank, and I will try my best. I know only one person power cannot, like, this thing, but I will use whatever power I have. I will use it to, like, go round. Like, I will publish it that this pageantry, if they are not doing this for the good of students, they should please cancel it. Honestly. They should cancel it. Okay. TASA, that's Theatre Arts. Association of Theatre Arts. They are doing Mr. and Miss TASA. And the grand prizes, I think the ticket sale is just like 2K or so. And the grand prizes, they'll pay your school fees for next month. For next semester, sorry. Your school fees for next semester and something else. Do you get? And they're like, they don't have to, like, give yourself out to win this. If you are worth it, you get it. Then why can't it be like that? Honestly, it's just sad. Like, it's really sad. Like, yesterday, I was just thinking about it. I was like, so what if I don't have anything? I don't know if anybody in this pageantry, like any contestant, what if they don't have anything at all and they just want to like do it? Sad. Anyways, that's the update I have for now. I've been trying to like give you guys a very, I've been trying to bring up a new content for you guys, and I'm going to bring it up very soon because I want to bring a guest to the podcast, but she has been like not available at all to talk about a very interesting topic, like a very, very, very interesting topic. So you guys just stay with me. Give your friends my link to listen to and spread this word out. Spread it out, my people. Spread it out. I love you guys. Thank you.